All right. As far as the injuries go, really out of the game, Albert Wilson had a shin contusion. We thought we were going to have DeAnthony today. He has some personal issues that he's working through. Doesn't have anything to do with the concussion or injury, but he's working through some things. So we'll give him a little time there to situate those. With that, I'm proud of our football team for the job that they did today. We don't really care if it's by 1 point or 21 points. We were 1-5 at one time. So every one of these things, we appreciate. We respect the opponent for the job they did. But at the same time, it's tough to string a bunch of games together in the National Football League. This is the National Football League. We haven't forgotten about that. So are there things we need to work on? Absolutely. And we'll go back to the drawing board. We didn't do a very good job of sustaining drives in the second half offensively. We got to do a better job there. When given opportunities to score, you can't go backwards. You got to go forward. If you're presented the red zone, you can't have penalties. So we'll take care of that and get that right. Appreciated the fans that came out here and endured the cold, the wind. They were loud, especially that last drive when we needed them. They were unbelievable. And then Ja Reed, I'm gonna pick one person out of this, but Ja Reed for that job that he did after the interception of continuing to play and making the tackle, I thought was a big play. And for an offensive lineman to do that, that's something. And as it turned out, it was game saving. So important play. Time's yours.
The locker room was a little bit subdued for a team that just won its ninth straight and made the playoffs. Can you have an explanation for that?
Yeah, you didn't get in there soon enough.
Is that really what it was?
Yeah, they were fired up. They were fired up afterwards. So.
And the second half, they controlled the ball pretty good. Just, I was curious offensively.
Yeah.
You know, looking back, do you think it was as aggressive as you were in the first half?
Yeah, well, we're trying to get a little bit of the run game going. That's been one of their weaknesses. It wasn't today. They did a good job with it. So we didn't want to get away from that, and we wanted to try to see if we couldn't get something going. We made some adjustments at halftime. Didn't quite work the way we wanted it. And on the other side of that question, they did hold on to the ball. But there's no excuse for you not holding on to the ball from an offensive standpoint. So we've got to clean some things up on both sides of the ball, special teams likewise, and we'll make sure we do that.
And did their guys just play better up front, or did they just show you different stuff up front?
Offensively or defensively?
About your offense and their defense.
No, not necessarily. They played a lot of man coverage with a whole player in the middle. They, you know, my hat's off to them. They did a nice job against us, and I take responsibility for that. I mean, we've got to do a better job offensively, and got to make sure we put the guys in the right position to make. We got good football players, so we got to make sure they're in the right position to make these plays. And we didn't do a great job of that today.
Did you see anything with Dwayne before the game?
I didn't see Dwayne. I didn't see him. I'll see him. I mean, he's all over the place. So
can you tell me about Alex had to throw between three guys for a touchdown. The kind of growth you've seen for him that, first of all, make that kind of throw, and B, you guys dialed that up after a timeout. It was the same formation. What kind of happened there?
Yeah, so it was a different personnel group. That's what it was. It was same formation, different personnel group. So I thought, you know, Alex got a lot of trust in himself down in the red zone. He's got a lot of trust in Jeremy in small windows. And so he dotted him with it. I thought it was a great catch. It was a heck of a throw. We don't care where the ball's at in the end zone. You can be on the ground and scoop and score. You can it can be up high. You just got to find that small window and shoot it. As long as you're in the end zone scoring, it doesn't matter where that ball's at.
And when you were 1-5, 2-5, you stayed the course, didn't make any big changes or bench anybody or anything like that. Was that an easy thing to do to keep the belief in what you had going here at that point?
Well, I mean, listen, I think trust is a huge thing. On any team, probably in life, marriage, everything else, you know, you got to have trust. So, ultimate trust in these guys.
Andy, was it difficult to not think about what Pittsburgh and the Jets were doing and just strictly focus on what you had to do and control your own destiny as much as possible.
Yeah, Mark did a nice job of not allowing us to see what was going on. So that was a good thing. That's big. I mean, that's a big thing. So he had a plan on that. And, you know, he made sure that we, you know, we just kept our focus where we needed to keep it. Yeah. So very, very positive.
How special is this? You've talked a lot about the veterans on this team and that you like the character of this team. How special is it for them to achieve what you guys did coming back?
Yeah, I mean, there's great leadership. You saw the two or three guys that weren't playing that are veteran players, and those guys were all in. And so I think that's a big thing. We welcome those guys back. They stood out there in the cold and endured it. But the veteran leadership on the field, Eric Berry at crucial times firing the guys up, DJ firing guys up. And like I said, it's hard to back-to-back games in the National Football League. So when you start stringing these things together, that's not an easy thing. And to maintain that focus that you need to win in this league, very small margin between winning and losing. So that's probably the thing I'm most proud of the group is doing that. And it's not over. So... it's just begun, so you gotta, you know, keep that in mind, and you know, you cherish these things, every one of them.
Couple more guys.
Hey, Andy, how did you find out about the Pittsburgh loss?
Kyle Childress told me when I walked in to my. Well, I don't look at all that, so I mean, they told me. I wasn't even sure who had to win or lose. I just knew we had to win, so I kind of put all my energy into that.
So you find out where it is, okay. So then what do you go tell your players? I know you always kind of have the same, yeah, maybe it's a different speech afterward. Like, what do you say to them?
Congratulations on a nice win, man. And you're in the dance, right? That's pretty good. That's a dance you like to dance right there. So.
And when do you decide if you're going to rest your starters against Oakland or if you're going to go ahead and play?
Yeah, you know what? I have no idea. I got to look at all that. You know, if there's something at stake, then you keep playing. And if there's nothing at stake, then you can mess around with those things. But so I don't know all the scenarios. I don't know how all that works right now. So I'll figure. Ted will coach me up on all that.
Last thing, it seemed like Cleveland has some success running the ball at the edges a little bit. And then Mazzio creating with his feet. I'm sure you could expect all that, but how did you guys fare against on the edge?
Yeah, I mean, the stretch zone, I thought they did a good job of the stretch zone. You got to do a better job of setting the edge, and then you got to do a better job of escaping off of the tight end to make that play along with the inside backer scraping. So teams have run that on us in the past. We've done a pretty good job, even with the same guys. So it's not that. They just, you know, they were hitting that seam right there. There's a small window that they hit, and they were getting to it. And it's just a matter of an arm length, you know, when you think about it, from that play being successful and not being successful. So, we got to take care of that.